Hi, I'm Johns Hopkins with Baltimore Heritage. Welcome to 5 Minutes of Baltimore History on WYPR. If you ever had a chance to drive across the Key Bridge before it collapsed, or have been on one of those dinner cruises that leave from the Inner Harbor, you may have noticed a crazy little hexagonal fort in the middle of the Patapsco River right before it dumps into the bay. It's only accessible by boat, it's been abandoned for nearly 75 years, and its only occupants today are cormorants, egrets, and seagulls. It's a fascinating bit of Baltimore's military history. The fort was completed in 1850, but the idea went back to President James Madison, who thought one lesson from the War of 1812, when the British burned Washington and tried to burn Baltimore, was that we needed more forts to protect our port cities. Madison formed a study group that wasn't lightning fast, but in 1823 came up with a plan called the Third System that identified 50 places that needed fortifications. Not all 50 were built, but 42 eventually were, not too shabby. These Third System forts run from Fort Knox in Prospect, Maine, all the way to Fort Taylor in Key West, Florida, and way over to Fort Alcatraz in San Francisco, California. Yes, there was a military fort here before it became a notorious prison. And eventually Fort Carroll here in Baltimore. That happened beginning in 1848 when the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers engaged a young Army colonel to oversee design and construction. His name was Robert E. Lee. Although Lee was the engineer, the Army named the new fort after one of Maryland's signers of the Declaration of Independence, Charles Carroll of Carrollton, whose house, incidentally, still stands near the intersection of President and Lombard Streets downtown. As for how the fort functioned, the Army was serious about using it militarily, but it kind of waxed and waned in its actual readiness. During the Civil War, the fort was manned but never tested. In the Spanish-American War, the fort again became part of our defense strategy. Who knew what the modern Spanish Armada was capable of? But then the weaponry was completely out of date, and luckily the Spanish never came for Baltimore. When we entered World War I, the fort was there, but the U.S. was so confident that Baltimore wouldn't be invaded that we removed all the usable guns for use elsewhere. After the war was over, the Army declared Fort Carroll as surplus property and tried to sell it. Our mayor at the time, William Browning, if you know Browning Highway, it's the same guy, had a smashing idea. He proposed erecting a huge neon sign saying, "Welcome to Baltimore," accompanied by a large statue of Lord Baltimore. But apparently the Statue of Liberty in New York's harbor was enough, and the idea never went anywhere. The Army continued to look for a buyer. So now we get to World War II and the deadly German U-boats that we were afraid would wreak havoc along our coastline. But Fort Carroll was now defenseless. We had taken all the armaments away before the First World War and didn't put them back. The fort, however, did play a role in the war. The Army used it as a firing range, and the Germans never did invade. After the war, the Army pretty much just gave up. They walked away from Fort Carroll, leaving it to the cormorants and egrets. But then in 1958, a buyer came forward at last. A Baltimore gentleman named Benjamin Eisenberg bought it for $100,000. Alas, he couldn't make any kind of development happen here. No hotel, no apartments, no restaurant. Over the years, other people have been interested. But in addition to the problem stemming from being abandoned for nearly a century, and being used as a firing range by the U.S. Army, and being accessible only by boat, the birds present a serious hurdle. The fort has become a significant nesting colony, and some of the birds are protected by state law. In the end, it all adds up to be too much. And today, the fort still sits there, shrouded in its military past, and moving forward as a breeding ground for hundreds of nesting pairs of birds. For more information on Fort Carroll, check out Baltimore Heritage's 5-Minute Histories videos at baltimoreheritage.org. I'm Johns Hopkins for Baltimore Public Media.